Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We have already seen Siyata Deshmaya flows mitoras Hashem. We saw the Yisod, that there were two aspects of Kriyas Yamsuf. One, the drying of the sea. That miracle was done directly by Hashem, and that made a new reality of sea being dry land. And the water went down to the depths. And the other miracle was done by Moshe with his matah, obviously through Hashem, where the water went to the side. It didn't, even though now it was empty, it was dry, a dry space. You would think that the new water would come in and fill it up, but it didn't. It stayed on the side, and that was the second miracle. And now we're continuing again. This is based on the Torah made of Rabbeinu HaKohen HaGadol, Zecher Tzadik L'Racham. David, the Jewish people went on the dry land inside the sea, and the water was a wall to the right and to the left. First, earlier it says first Yam, then the Yabasha. Here it says first Yabasha, and then Yam. Why does it first mention the dry land? Because it's coming to tell us that even though the Yam Shavle Sano, it went back to its original state, the sea. Nevertheless, it wasn't with all of the Yam. It was only where the Mitzrim were. But in the place of the Jews, it remained the Yabasha. Because again, it had a new Chalos of Yabasha. And we learned in the previous year, as the Jews were passing through, so the for them where they were, it remained it was Yabasha, and then the Egyptians where they went behind them, it was Yam. Even though, as we saw, it wasn't enough to drown them; they were drowned afterwards, as we learned in the previous year. So, primarily it's telling us it was a Yabasha, as opposed to being a Yam. As opposed to the Mitzrim, where it was a Yam. But the Pasuk says they went the Yabasha b'socha Yam. They went on the dry land inside the Yam. In other words, there was mayim that was nisu kamo neid. It was water that stood like a wall. We said that was by Mitzrayim as well. And the Yikra Pasuk is telling us that it was the Yavosha. That it was not just the Nitzvuch Mordei Nozlin, that the Mitzrayim also had. And by the Mitzrayim was Yam. Because the sea came back, not enough to drown them yet, but it was already wet, it was enough to drown the horses, as we learned in the previous year. So for the Jews, it was the Yavosha, as opposed to for the Mitzrayim. That's why the Pasuk is telling us that it was the Yabasha. That's why the Pasuk emphasizes first it was the Yabasha. Because in the previous Pasuk, it tells Vayashua Mayim Pasuk was Sereth Barash and Mechachal Parabah Mechrem Beyah. In the previous Pasuk, it says that the Mitzrim, the water went into the Mitzrim. In the previous Pasuk, it says Vayashiv, that the sea went back Leisana to its original course, to its regular course, to its original force. So earlier on we said Yam, they went Beyam and the Yabasha on dry land. Earlier first it says the Yabasha and then it says the Yam. Here earlier it says Yam and then it says Yabasha. But here the emphasis is that they're on Yabasha, because contrasting that with the Egyptians who were in the Yam. Whereas for the Jews, it was Yabasha. For the Jews, it was dry land. But earlier, it says, they went in the Yam in the dry land. Now, there it's not. Of course, they were going on dry land, but it's not contrasting that with the Egyptians. In other words, it isn't saying that the Egyptians had Yam and the Jews had Yabasha. Here the emphasis is that the Jews had Yavash and the Egyptians had Yam. And therefore, it starts with Yavash and ends as Yam. Whereas earlier on, where we don't have an emphasis, just as Besochayam, Yavash, it was Taka dry land. But there's no emphasis to contrast Yavash, and we have Yavash versus their Yam. Vikr Kra says Rabbeinu Kavi Masha Yavash. Shumachi Hikdim Yavash Besochayam. Both Kamashmalan Bahaikra. The Indian Zesha canal mitzad Elokai Yaakov Aya. As we saw, Alfnei Adon Chuliaras, there's God who created the whole world. There's Alfnei Elokai Yaakov, which was Kriyas Yamsuf, special for the Jewish people. And the Indian of Nitzvuchon of Nei Nozlem was Chuliaras, the God of the universe. Vis-a-vis the universe, it wasn't special for the Jews. Even the Mitzvah had Nei Nozlem. But the Yam turning into Yabashi was for Elokai Aretz. Kan demayri alinin zeh kamar akra b'yachas l'Yisrael shen yigud mitzvah shen asalem yam. So again, that's the contrast. But in contrast to the Mitzvah, who had Yam, b'nei Yisrael mitzad Elokai Yaakov had Yabashi. Again, this is all predicated on what we learned. Previous Shiurim. And that's why it says in our pasuk, Pasuk Chavtes, V'mayim lahem choyma miminam u'mismalam. It says choma without a vav. Chema. Shenismali aleim hayam chema laholgam. Machmas avoy dezor, the yam, got very angry with the Jews and was going to kill them because of the Avodah Zarah that they had. Because this pasuk had begun the chiluk of Ish and the Yidden. Sorry, my first the language was baby talk. But my father's first language after baby talk was Yiddish. His father and his father and his father. So that's why it says that the pasuk is telling us the difference between the Mitzvah and the Jews. So you know at that time the Mitzvah had Yam and the Jews had Yabash. That's what's happening right now in the Pasuk. At this stage in the narrative, as they say. And in that there was a grace of Kitruk. Halalo of Yavodah Zarah, v'halalo of Yavodah Zarah. So what's the Chiluk? U'may tanu v'shchozim asim u'mitzvahs ken gam b'mei Yisrael. So the sea has the grace of Kitruk. These people are Avodah Zarah, these people are Avodah Zarah. The Jews are passing Pesel Micho with them to the Yam. So why is it dry for them and wet for them? Why is it Yavash for the Yidden and Yam for the Mitzrim? That's why it's written over here earlier on, it's written with the Vav. But here it's written out of Vav, the Choyma, to tell you that this is the time that there was this Kitruk, because here was the contrast made between the Jews and the Egyptians, and the sea was saying it's no fair. Yoter shall omal mvuam lashon hamechilta v'sin hamechilta. But who is the chema? Shall yam the sower shall yam of the sea and the ministering angel of the sea. That's who had this chema, this anger. And the inyan of chazer leitano, it went back to its original way. In other words, went back to its original koach. Eitan is koach. So the sower shall yam lost his malchus, as we spoke about in the previous year. A previous year, because it turned into Yabash, and now it's back to being Yam. Why? In order to exact retribution from the Mitzrayim. Be'achshav shekoach chazara lepiro'o nitan bo, ba'lo koach kitrug li'para gam b'nei Yisrael. And now, that the Koach Hazara for Piron, the sea was going back to the way it was in order to exact payment from the Egyptians, retribution, punishment. Ah, so the sea says, just like I'm pareh from the mitzvah, I can be pareh from Bnei Yisrael Eichet. I can also exact punishment from the Jews. What's the difference? Halal of Yavad Azar, halal of Yavad Azar. Whereas my Rebbe, the Talmud Rebbe, says, Haluli old Yavad Azar, haluli, 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 givaldik. I wonder if the Sar Shalyam is Chassidish. And therefore, the Pasuk here talks about Chazar Seyam that's talking about Chazar Seyam Mitzrayim. It's Hischom without a vav. Because that's what it's talking about, saying we're exacting retribution from the Egyptians. So the Sar Shalyam says, I should also exact retribution from the Jews. They're also of the Yavad Azar. Ramayim Hem Chema. In the Torah Shlema, in Ois Kuf Tzadi, he brings a medrash. רבי נחמיה אומר, אם אומר לך אדם, אפשר שיהיה עולם כולו מים במים, אמור לו כבר היה אוקיינוס כולו מים במים. Somebody says to you, could it be the world be filled? מים למים? Pasuk says in the future, מור את יש השם כמים לים חס. How can the world be מים במים? So look at the ocean, the ocean is מים במים, completely filled with water. Asherlios Kvarhoyo, it's going to be where he was. Efshar Shekadosh Baruch Hu Asa Atid La'asov Yam Yavasha. Is it possible that God's going to make the sea into dry land? And Molo tell him, Kvaraya, Lo Kach Asa Yidei Moshe, Shenamar Umei Yisrael Halchu B'Yavasha, B'toch Hayam. This is done through Moses. As it says in the Jewish people, walked in the dry land, inside the sea, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make the Yam Yabasha. He already did it. So that Medrash is talking about the Kamayim Liyam Chasim, because the exact Lashon is Asher Shayel and Kulo Mayim Mayim, was. And today it was. The ocean. And then it talks about the Asid. The Kadosh Baruch Hu in the future going to make dry water into dry land? And the answer is, yeah, he's going to. As we already saw that he did in Mitzrayim. So we have a precedent. So we have to understand why the Medrash brings from this pasuk. We have earlier Psukim also that says the sea was split. If you want to prove that in the future, God's going to make the sea into dry land. So you have a pasuk, you have a source for that. Great, we have earlier Psukim that already say that God made the sea into dry land. So why are we waiting until Pusik Chavtes? Chayim kanal mitvarenu in yan zeh. Shebe midrash u klape lafoch mitziut shel yam lachalot shem shel yavasha. We're not just merely talking about a change in reality, that physically, it was a yam, now it's yavasha. Talking about a change in its essence. It's chalot shem, now it's called dry land. That's in the scene. That was the contrast between the Jews and the Egyptians. The Jews had Yam and they had Yabasha. And that's what this pasuk is talking about. It's talking about that contrast. That's what this pasuk in particular is coming to emphasize. Not just that the Jews had a miracle, they were saved. Because they had dry land and the Mitzrayim had sea. It's more than that. I was going back to the very roots of creation when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made its nine mice voracious. And said that you, the sea, is going to change. You're going to have a chalos dry land. Your very reality is going to change to dry land. And this is in contrast to the Egyptians who are going to have sea. After the Jews pass through their dry land, for the Egyptians, it's going to be sea. And that's going to be in the future as well. There's going to be a chalos of dry land and sea. And that would be apparently how we can explain Shira Sayam, the various chelios that we have in Shira Sayam. And now Rainbow Rabbein goes into an exposition of Nuris Psukim in Shira Sayam. Let's see. Let's begin. Tis an hat gal of oz yoshir moish ashiva ashen ki goi goa, sus v'rochvo ramo v'yom. That's 15:1. Let me sing to Hashem, for he has triumphed gloriously. A horse and his rider he has hurled into the sea. We have to understand this kefil of Ga'oga. What's it, Ga'oga? To be glorious and gloriously glorified. The horse and the rider he has hurled into the sea. So Chazal talk about this kelis. So based on what we explain al pipshuta, that's the purpose of this year. In general, we try to explain al pipshuta, not chas v'shalom, in any way diminishing the importance of the drashas of Chazal and Tzaras Emes, but obviously in many ways to understand Pesukim. Adayish Shnei Giluyim B'Kriyas Yamsuf, that show the Geus and Godless Hashem. Humash Sabasus Shekanal Klape Yambi Abashahu Vol Gilui Klape Rochho Shivanesh of Tvias Arochi by the Apul of Abailus Shibeteva Mayim Val Shne Gilui Melu Abandi de Bitu Bisus Rochu and Amalkan Kigoga Vem Tanhuma Kigoga, Rebimero Mel Giachat Gagos Ruhayam Nifka. הוא נאמר מנהם יותיו שנאמר ינהום עליהם ביום כנעמת ים. ויש לומר הכוונה שנגד העניין של ים ליבשה, הרי נתפאר שבא מפחד הים מהקדוש ברוך הוא שזהו גאייה. נגד העניין של שינוי הטבע, הדבר הזה רק ברצונו התברך תלוי. כשיש גילוי רצונו ממילא נשתנה הטבע. ונעמה אינה אלא ביטול רצון. שאת זה נשתנה טבע המים. על שני עניינים אלו נאמר כי גאו גאה. So we have two עניינים here of the gaze of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Hashem's glory. Number one is what he did to Sus, as we said in the previous year, that when the water went back to the, when it went from the Yavasha back to Yam, the Sus was drowned. That's number one. And then, when the water changed back, when the, it went from Nomor Nitzvah Mordei Nozlem, it drowned the rider, the Rochev. And that's because the water, the tev of the water changed back to the, what the tev of water was, which is liquid, which spills. So in these two Giluyim, that are expressed in Susarach, we have Kika Oga, that's the double Lashon Tanchuma, cited by the Torah Shlem and Oslam and Hay. It says that Kika Oga, Rameir says, Giyah, Giyachat, Ga'a, Kadosh Baruch Hu Alaya. So one Giyah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, one glorification. Hashem glorified himself on the sea, and it was split. And Rufuna says, from his Nehemiot, from his, it's like making sounds, crying out. The Kadosh Baruch Hu made these Nehemot. The Pasuk in Isaiah, in the 5th, 30th verse, Vayinoim olav vayoyim ahu kenahamas yam, they shall roar against them on that day like the roaring sea. So if this roar, what's the roar? The roar is what happened to the sea, that's how the sea split. Kikoga. So there are two inyanim here, there's the giya and there's the nahama. So the inyan of Yam Liyabasha, that That's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Giyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu glorifies over the Yam. And this miracle was done directly by Hashem. And the sea was so fearful of Hashem from this Giyah Chat, the Shegah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it turned into Yabasha. And then there's the other Indian of Shinui HaTeva. The nature of the water changed that it didn't spill down. It went to the sides and it didn't spill down. So this changing of nature of the water was expressed by the Nahama, by the roaring, which is expression of the Ratzon of Hashem, which created the change in the Teva of the water. So that's the Kigo God, the two types of Gaves, two types of miracles that we had over here. We've been discussing. Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, writes, Shekol Ashir Azaz Tim Tzekfula, Ki Go Ga'a, Aziv Zim Rasi Avelu Yeshua, Hashem Yishmo Cham Hashem Shemo. So we have Tfeilios in the Pesukim, that the Pasuk is, as often happens in poetry, is repeating itself, but obviously this isn't just regular poetry. So, each of these kphelios, these dualities, are expressing a different part of the miracle. It means that the O's, the Nekama of Hashem, was for me a salvation. In other words, his O's is his koach, is his shlita. Hashem has the power to change nature. And then in addition to that, Azi v'zimras ka, but v'ayil Yeshua, that's the Elokei Yaakov, l'fnei Adon Chuliyotun, l'fnei Elokei Yaakov, that there was a special nekama, v'ayil Yeshua. V'nikmasu shel Elokeinu Rashi, she says, his nekama is vengeance. Vengeance was for the Jewish people. And for them, he made the Amli Abasha, as far as the water, changing the tab of the water, that happened to all the waters in the world, as we spoke about. So that was universal. And then by Hilul Yeshua, specifically for the Jewish people, that over here he changed the Chalos of Yam, he made it into Yabasha. So the Tzeir of Shnei Advarim, through these two things together, we had Yeshua. Azi v'zimra aska, Hashem's power, Hashem's oz. And in addition, in other words, that he can change the tab of the water, all the waters in the world, and then also that he made the sea into dry land for Am Yisrael. That didn't do anywhere else. We spoke, we contrast now with Pinchas Ben Yair, where it's just a change in the tab of the water, but not that the Yabasha was the Yam was turning into Yabasha. And then we have Ezekiel Ivan Veil, Lokai Bivaro Menu. This is my God, and I will glorify the God of my Father, and I will exalt him. Shezepe will show Masha Roi Gilui Koch Hashem. They saw the revelation of God's glory, of God's Koch. Rasa Shivcha Liyama Shla Roi Cheskel Ben Buzi Ben Wasa, as we spoke about in our Shiurim. Mashivcha Liyama Cheskel Ben Buzi. But that's the great Keli that they had. In other words, they said, Zeh Keli, what's Keli? Aleph, Lod, Lam, Yud. It's an Lashon of power. And El is the power. Micha, Mocha, Be'elim, Hashem. That's why they call their gods Elim. El, because that's power. Because these are powers in their minds. False ones. But... And our Hashem is also called Ke. We say Ke, because we don't want to say Hashem's name. So Zeh Keli, Lam, Ve'yu. This is our... Some people say, yeah, we should say with the kuf, because it's a bizayon to Hashem's name. Story of the Bachar was on a date with a girl, good from Bachar. And he says, Ech korim lach, what's your name? She says, Batka. She didn't want to say Basia, so she says, Batka. So she said, Ech korim lach, what's your name? And he said, Eki Yaku. He didn't want to say Eliyahu, there's a lot of Hashem's name in there. Eki Yaku. That's the Kel, Zenzei, Levan Veil. This is my Shem, who's my God, and I'll go with the Koch of Hashem. And that's Nitzvah Honei Nozim, you see Hashem's Koch to change Teva. And they also say, Elokei Vroom Emmanuel, the Gedra Elokei Yaakov, meaning the Inyan of Yambi Abasha. So the Inyan of Ozzy of Zimra Siyah comes to Maskan, Zeke Levan Veil. This is my God and I will glorify him. That's the Ozzy of Zimra's car. That's the, his O's in the comma of Hashem with my salvation. So we had his O's, his car, his Shita. That's Elim. Zay, Levan, Veyu. I'll glorify him. And then Elokai Avivro Amen, that's Milifne Elokai Yaakov, that's turning the Yam to the Yabasha. What does it mean on Veyu? Asapir Noyo Yishvachu L'Bai Olam, like Rashi writes from the Mechilta. I'll say his praise to the world. Here we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koach, the Mepharsim. Elokai Avivro Amen means according to the measure that we make to fulfill the will of Hashem, his name becomes great in the world. That's the union of Elokai Yaakov. Lufnei Elokai Yaakov turned the Yabasha into the Yam to the Yabasha. That's making God's name great. Because we're doing His will and His name becomes great. And therefore it's telling Elokai Avi. And again, that relates to the Elokai Yaakov, Mufnei Elokai Yaakov, the turn of the Yam to the Yabasha. Then it goes weiter, Hashem Yishmochama, Hashem Shemo, Yishmochama, is that he captured the sea. He was mafkid, Miser Shalem, so Hashem is no longer in charge of the sea. Kadosh Baruch Hu waged war, now he's in charge. Turn the now that's a chalos yabasha. And Hashem Shemo, hey, ho, yi, ma, ha, va, kol. He's in charge of nature, he changed nature, and he's the chumot dei nosa. And then we go into detail of Marcos Parabacheli, or of Yom, or Chashli Shabbat, as we saw these two things, of Goga, and Aziz in Maska, and Kaili Velokai Avi, and Hashem Yishmocham, Hashem Shemal. So you see this duality, and now we go into what, how we saw it. What exactly happened. But that's the duality of what we saw, the two inyanim of the sea turning into dry land, and the water is becoming, the nature of water is changing and becoming a wall. My rabbi say, Adhrim al-Khuktat, Aval Yishot Harbe Malomar, Malam Harbe Shetefachem, Farim Nifleim Yoter. As Im Hashem Yitain Koach, Vemoach, Vesimchat Chaim, Ani Mod Rotze Lamshich. אבל נראה בעזרת השם ויהי רצון שנזכה תמיד להעמיק בתורה הקדושה בשמחה ובטוב לבב כמו שזוכים כאן להעמיק באופן נפלא ביותר. אז תודה רבה על ההאזנה ובעזרת השם אנחנו עוד נמשיך. שלום שלום. בלי נהיה נמשיך.